Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, welcome, North State, on this beautiful day. A little warm, but you know what? Totally doable.
Totally great.
Right? Yeah. You're listening to the Enjoy Hour here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live around the world at KCNR1460.com. So tune in. And this is the third Thursday of the month where we have been faithfully here, Miss Rhonda Alvey and I, my sidekick, for how many years now have we been radio?
100.
Gosh, that's funny. You don't look a day over 96.
No, I think it's probably been about 15 years.
Yeah. You would think that we would know what we're doing right now, right?
Yeah.
We don't.
We still fly by the seat of our pants.
I know. But this is the Enjoy Hour, and it's North State Now. And so we are looking. I really actually love this cover.
Yeah.
It's a really fun cover. The June 2025 issue. This is issue 225, Living Well. And so, as most people know, one of the things that we made changes, it's been a while now, but we follow it pretty faithfully, where we have a little insignia on the front that gives you kind of a bit of a theme of what's going to be found throughout the pages. The nice thing is it doesn't matter. Even if you're not into, let's say, it's wedding, or like this one is kind of geared around health and wellness, if that's not your bag, that's okay. There's still going to be something in the magazine, even though there's a theme that will cater to you. It might be fishing, might be climbing, might be doing something else. But it really works out for us because it allows us to, you know, reach out to categories, you know, and it's able for us to focus on things and get a good handle
and
wrap
it helps
around
the
on
sales.
Stories. Yeah, and on sales with the sales team. But yeah, so I mean, if you can imagine, come this October, we'll be 19 years. Mm-hmm. Is that what it'll be?
Yep.
So wow, what are we going to do for our 20th?
We're going to have a party.
Yeah, we need to. Mm-hmm. I need to start thinking about that right now.
Yep. But usually we start off the show talking about what's in the magazine, but tonight we're not because we have people that have to leave right away. Our first guest.
Rude.
No. Our first guest, Showbiz Call. They have to go because we have the producer and the music director for The Wedding Singer, which is opening tomorrow at the Cascade Theater.
Yeehaw.
Yes. Woo-hoo. So we have Tara Ferris and Lizzie Stockson.
Yeah.
And so they're here tonight to talk about The Wedding Singer.
Yay.
So thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes.
So it kicks off tomorrow.
Yeah, tonight is our dress rehearsal.
Okay.
Tomorrow we open, and we'll be open Friday, two shows on Saturday, one show on Sunday for 2 weekends. So this weekend and next weekend.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So let's just get the rough part out. Where's the best way to get a ticket if you want to come support, obviously, this performance, but also the Riverfront Playhouse?
You can get tickets at the Cascade website, which is cascadetheater.org, or you can come on down to the box office and get a ticket in person.
Awesome.
Okay. And make sure you get your tickets there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There has been a crazy amount of, like, weird ticket spams.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if somebody says on Facebook that they bought tickets and...
Oh, I've heard about this before with the Facebook thing.
Yeah. So don't buy them from people on Facebook.
My biggest one that I'm getting all the time right now is that I'm getting... I have a... what do you call it? A toll ticket.
Oh, I've gotten that too.
I mean, over and over and over again. I'm going to prison. Yeah. And I'm like, take me away.
It's funny because none of this was happening in the 80s, which is where this musical, The Wedding Singer, takes place.
Yes. Right?
The
80s were bliss. That's my era. That
was
my
era. I
was
born in the 80s. So.
Yeah, and I was partying in the 80s.
Big hair, big shoulder pads,
lots
of color. The hit movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Our version of The Wedding Singer is an 80s-inspired kind of version of the show.
Okay.
Yes, so it is original music in the style of 80s music. There are some songs in there that you will recognize from the film. Have you seen it? And generally speaking, the theme of it is just fun. There is not one scene in this show that does not make me smile or laugh every time we see it.
And the costuming department just had... such a blast trying to, you know, it's about weddings. So we had to come up with 80s wedding dresses and 80s prom dresses and 80s band clothing. And then there's all these really fun.
Was a lot of it specifically made for this, or did you guys be able to find donations or go find them and then alter them, or
a little of both? Reading is one of my favorite places to do anything because you post something on Facebook or you talk to somebody and they know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who still has their wedding dress in a box, pristine condition from the 80s. So we did a lot of that, a lot of upcycling.
Gunny sacks.
Oh my gosh.
A gunny sack dress.
So it's just, it's incredible. It's just, the whole show feels very joyful. It is a great way to like kick off the summer. The cast is all local. They're all incredibly talented people. It's just going to be
So you are the producer, you said, yes?
Or? I am the producer at the Cascade at the moment, yes.
So is this your first fairway into producing?
Oh, I've been doing it.
So you're an old theater hack.
Like 5 years?
At least 5 years.
Yeah, at least 5 years for the Cascade.
I think you have to technically have 10 years under your belt to be a theater hag. So you're
good. Totally. Yeah. I still got a little bit of time. But no, I stepped in. My plan was to take a break.
Plans.
And then Maggie Redman, who, spoiler alert, is my aunt, but she's also the executive director at the theater at the moment. She was like, hey, I need you. And I was like, all right, I'll come. And then I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I need
Had they already picked it?
No, hadn't. She was like, we just need to do something fun and joyful.
Yeah.
And so we actually had slated to do The Wedding Singer right before COVID. So we had already had we had a whole team. The show was cast,
Yeah.
And then COVID, and so then we canceled.
So let me ask this question, because this is, you know, I did movies in the park for 16 years. So did you get, is there any licensing grace since you went that far the first time? Did they honor anything? Because like with movies in the park, if I had a rain out, you wouldn't get reimbursed, but you would have 12 months from that day to reshow the movie with no licensing fee. Otherwise, you lose it. But I didn't know if you guys got a break at all.
We did for a little bit, but then a year became 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And then that became... Yeah. So we ended up getting some, like, financial credit
grace.
Back.
Yeah. Okay.
But we kicked it off this year. We brought back the original director, producer, and vocal.
And the director, John Truitt.
Yep.
Oh, John, yeah.
So the three of us had already been slated before COVID, and then we got back together. And then we added a new choreographer, Rachel Lafferty. She's incredible. She's this is her first show choreographing. And it's just been so fun. And it's an adult show. The Cascade hasn't done an adult show since Mamma Mia. So this has been... It's just like a whole different energy. It's just like big and partying and big hair and everybody's like having fun. And so it'll be great. I hope everybody comes to see
it. How many are in the cast?
19.
Wow.
So it is a small but mighty group.
Mm-hmm.
But Blake Fisher and Lindsay Zanaroli are the leads. They are just going to blow your mind.
And I just made myself laugh in my head because I was like thinking of Blake and like he's a classic good looking guy, right? But he totally could be Wedding Singer with a hair and kind of the prep thing, right? And then I was thinking in my head all the movies that we watched back in the 80s, like 16 Candles and stuff. And I said, he really needs an 80s name like Brock. But then I was like, oh, he already has one, Blake. In my head, I was like, you idiot.
Well, and we're kind of taking our commitment to the 80s inspired pretty serious. Once we cast everybody, we all said, stop cutting your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
We need hair. Yeah.
So Blake has grown out like the beginnings of a mullet.
I saw him walking down the street the other day and I was like, wow, he looks different.
So most of our females have like grown, you know, grew their hair out, big teasing. And so we're committing.
Cool. Very cool.
That's so awesome. So, I can't wait to see it.
So real quick too, in case our listeners don't know who you are, both of you, where you come from, what's a little backstory about you? Are you a local girl, moved here?
Yeah, my family's from Reading. My mom and her sisters all grew up here in Reading. My grandfather was the Superior Court judge in the 80s and the 90s,
nice.
Joseph Redman. And then I moved back here in 2017 just to kind of take a beat and move back to San Francisco. But then my aunt, Maggie, who... got me the Wedding Singer gig.
Yeah.
Introduced me to Tyler, my now husband. Mm-hmm. And so I've been here ever since.
Ever since.
And so I do this a little bit part time. And then I'm in the process of opening up a kids store.
Yeah.
So that'll be,
And what's the name of it?
Ferris Wheel Kids.
Oh, it'll
be
I
on
wonder.
The corner of.
Gosh, it sounds familiar. Like I know that name. Brilliant though. Brilliant. So. I love it. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be very cool.
And your husband is obviously well respected and very well known within the community as well.
Yeah.
He's a filmmaker slash videographer.
Yeah.
And
he
just won big awards for his ACID. Documentary.
And then he and his some of his team have taken over the Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
So that's like a super fun
thing
that's going to be at the Cascade next March.
Yeah, we
as
had.
Well.
I think we had him on the radio. Was it?
Yeah.
I think we had him on the radio not too long ago. I don't even remember. I know he was here. I just can't remember what radio show it was.
I don't know that it was our show.
I but can't remember. They all blend together.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, my dear?
I am originally from Barrington, Illinois, which is a Chicago suburb. Moved here in middle school. I went to Enterprise High School, Shasta College, so I am basically
a
Reading, almost a Reading native.
Yeah.
And I ran my own voice studio for a while, and now I am a drama and music teacher out at Reading School of the Arts.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I have
I know nothing.
Two kids.
I mean, I obviously have been to Chicago many times, but I'm not really sure where everything goes. I just ride them, whatever. Did you ever ride the L?
Yes, I went to school in Chicago for a couple of years and lived downtown. It's my favorite city.
Yeah,
than Reading.
I used to go there for trade shows, and I'd have to take the L in, and I was like, oh, look at, I'm so cool. You know, I get off the plane in the shorts and a t-shirt, and it was like 22 below wind chill factor, you know, with lake effect snow, and people are like, are you insane? And I'm like, I don't really know, you know, Chicago, so sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway, Well, it's already 17 minutes after the hour, so it's time for us to take our first break. And I'm going to guess that you guys need to go, so thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate you coming
Yay.
In.
Yay, thank you for having
Here's
us.
To your
thank
show.
You for just being such a wonderful support system.
Break,
we can't do it without you.
Break your legs.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
And get tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Signorama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Right. Welcome back to North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Live, streaming around the world at KCNR1460.com. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are here for the Enjoy Hour.
Yep.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
With our last guests. They are little rays of sunshine.
Yes, they are.
And so we are here with our next guest. We got batter up.
Another ray of sunshine.
Yeah, another ray of sunshine. I'll let you do the introduction since you guys are besties.
Yes. Bonnie Hyatt is here, and Bonnie was just hired as the executive director of the Shasta Historical Society.
Yay.
So congratulations.
Congrats.
And thanks for being here.
You direct an empty building.
It hasn't been too hard. The empty building's not so hard.
So are you sharing the office that's in the atrium?
Yes, I am. Gabriel and I have become real close this week,
I bet.
And he's sharing his space with me.
I love Gabriel because I see him all the time in there. He's back and forth, and he's such a nice person.
Oh gosh! Yeah.
And I have a commercial kitchen down on the bottom floor, all the way on the opposite side.
But,
there's nothing really to identify it, but I'm in the very corner by the stairs and the elevator way over there on the south corner.
Okay. Well, as a 1980s historian, I would say that was probably the old Leatherby's building.
Yeah, right. Well, it was. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right above me.
Yeah.
Like,
if I punched through the floor, I could grab ice cream.
Yeah. Aww.
We loved Leatherby's because we were right down the street from Leatherby's when we were at the store on Placer.
Yes, it was always a toss-up for there or if I was going to go to Jean's to get Dan Burger, my French fries.
Yep.
Yes.
I dream about those fries.
So let's talk about the Historical Society. There's lots of exciting things happening.
The outside of the building that was painted, that is really nice.
It's gorgeous. Yes. We had an artist come to us and paint that mural for us.
We're very
excited.
Nice.
And the great part, too, is, you know, we have the stage right there in the park. And a lot of times when people are photographing the bands that are there,
you can see it in the background.
Beautiful, right? We don't even have to ask, and we're so photographed there.
That's so cool.
So how long have you been a board member?
I've been a board member coming up on about 3.5 years.
Okay.
Not a board member anymore. They actually kicked me off the board.
Right. Right.
Now you boss everybody around.
Well.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So how is it going? The building's closed, but you're working. I know that things are moving forward.
Well, and the great part, too, is the energy that we have from current board members and volunteers and Gabriel. And now, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to do it, too, is that with that void, not having that space, we are getting really, really creative about how we can be in the community, how we can bring history, how we can be where history is being made.
Yes.
So our membership is I'm so delighted to say, way up. Because people are seeing that we're out there and we're doing these fun events. We're partnering with all kinds of places, Riverfront Playhouse. Mm-hmm. We are partnering in August with Lassen Parks for National Parks. Sweet. We're going to be doing a program there. And then anything that's happening downtown, we are there. I just left the Juneteenth celebration.
Yes, we were going to mention that there's, that's going until 9.
Until 8:30.
Oh, 8:30.
It is a party going on right now. And I love that we get to be a part of that.
Yep.
And, you know, we get to bring Shasta County history to these events. Gabriel, he mm-hmm. did a ton of research for us to find, you know, predominant positive stories from our Black community to the event today. So it was really nice being out
there.
And
I don't know a lot of that history, and probably something that I should probably learn because it's always cool. But I do know that we have everybody, I mean, it's a little white church, but everybody refers to it as like the Black church.
it was the African Methodist church.
Yeah. African Methodist church. Yeah. It's like it was the oldest west of the Mississippi or something.
Yes, the oldest.
Yes.
We have that. And, you know, they still are doing really great things out of that church.
Yeah.
It's so nice to still have them in our community.
Oh, it's an icon in my opinion.
Yeah,
I agree. Everybody loves it. You fall in love with it. It's like this, like an iconic piece that mm-hmm. just you go, it warms my heart. It makes mm-hmm. me feel like, makes me feel like my town has a soul kind of a thing. When I see it, I'm always like, I just love you, little church.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of our history here, you know, being a boom town, if you will, in the beginning, Poverty Flats, Horse Town, you know, we talk about the pioneer story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today it was great to share some of the pioneer stories that were Black individuals too, mm-hmm. like Alvin Coffey.
Yeah.
So, I love that
we
part
were so,
of my job.
We were so close too, just to the north of us, and I want to say, was it?
Weed.
Was it weed?
Yes.
And
I know where, yeah.
I mean, there was all that kind of stuff, you know, not far from here at
and
that period of time.
And those families are still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, generations and generations ago.
Uh-huh. So cool.
Yeah. Our next event is we'll be downtown for First Friday on 4th of July.
Okay.
So we're going to be bringing a lot of history mm-hmm. about how Shasta County has celebrated our country's birthday, too.
Yep.
A lot of fun ways that we've
Where are we at now? How many years is this one?
259.
I don't know.
259.
Is it?
It is 259. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm savant, mm-hmm. so just so you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm not great at math.
That was a good. So. That was a good. Well, I barely know numbers, so that was one. That was hard for me to even.
And then on the 12th, you have an event at Riverfront.
We do.
And
yeah.
That's going to be exciting. I'm super excited about that because it's history. The history of Riverfront.
Listen to you and the Riverfront. You guys are like all over the place.
Well, I think we are very great partners with them. Uh-huh.
Yes, we have a great partner.
Well, and the proximity for the theater being so close to just, you know, downtown makes it super cool.
And I keep wanting to talk to you about doing a Shasta County History Trivia Night.
Rhonda, this is kind of weird because I literally 2 hours ago when I was at the booth down mm-hmm. at the society, I was thinking, we should partner and do a history trivia night. Like, trivia night.
So a lot of people don't realize I've worked with her for years, but mm-hmm. she is, well, I use the word prophetic, and she likes the word psychic.
I was going to say, are you a mind reader? I was thinking the same thing.
I've been wanting to do that
Let's
for a long
do
time.
It. Let's
and
do
you know,
it.
I know there are, we have friends that love trivia nights, and they literally go all over Reading to do it.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the,
Luna's has a big one. I know that mm-hmm. several people
yes,
would go to that
yes,
one.
Yes, yes. So somebody that, she goes by Tony. Antonia, she does the wedding dresses, here in town. She worked with Yvonne at the Fashion Alliance.
Uh-huh.
She's a trivia nut. I mean, she just told me last night, or told Yvonne, she's really sad that the, what is it, that like Irish bar on
Kelly's. Kelly's is closing,
right next to
Law. They had trivia night there.
And they had trivia
that
night.
Was so
and she's
sad.
Like bummed because she's like, that's one less trivia place.
you can almost find a trivia night every mm-hmm. night in
uh-huh.
Reading.
Yep. There's one at the Enjoy store in Red Bluff. They just had a big trivia night.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
What was it for? It was everybody was dressed up in the picture that I just saw.
I don't remember. Was it 80s?
I don't remember.
I don't
love
remember.
A theme.
Yeah.
I love a good theme.
Yeah. You got to have a
It
theme.
Was, and people came fully dressed. Like it was almost like a costume trivia night.
Well, that's what we should do.
That's we have to do it now. Mm-hmm. It's on air.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to
come as your favorite old Western character from Reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So, anything that you want to share about the Historical Society that you know, we haven't touched on.
Well, the big question everybody has, including ourselves for the longest time now, has been, when's the building opening up? So for listeners who don't know, we had what was referred to as the Great Flood happen about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And that and the Shasta Dam did not break.
It was not the Shasta Dam. It was the Great Flood of a hot water heater, actually.
Oh, no.
So we had to completely move everything out. And anybody who had gone to the Historical Society knows that that was a big move. So we moved it all out. We actually, thanks to preventative measures due to, you know, our board and previous employees, we did not really lose.
Okay, that was
we
not,
didn't
that was,
lose anything that couldn't be replaced.
That was the next question I was going to say. My soul was kind of sunk and I kept thinking, what was lost?
Me too. I was holding my breath for quite a while as a board member thinking, what did we lose? We did not lose anything that couldn't be replaced.
Good.
And by that, I mean like a box of Xerox paper or you know, some
calendars,
things like that. Yeah. So,
famous calendars.
The world famous.
Mike would show up at the Joy store. I've got calendars. Okay.
It'll be back in September.
Not last year. Maybe it was last year or list before. We've got calendars. Okay, great. He drops them off and then he comes back in like, I don't know, was it hours or days and goes, they printed them wrong. This got the last year date on it.
And it had to do with the leap year. The leap year really threw our committee for a loop. But we got it fixed. We made it right. So we got everything into a very safe storage right now. And so, you know, we just wait and wait and wait. Everybody understands that red tape.
But there was a lot. I mean, it wasn't just – I mean, once that had to happen, right, wasn't there, like, unfortunately, asbestos that had to be dealt with?
We have the very old building now.
Yeah. But then there was structural, too.
There –
I mean, it was like
as you
tore it
apart,
it was like, oh, you've got poisonous asbestos. We'll take care of that. We take that off. Oh, my gosh. Structurally, the building's ready to collapse. You need new beams here.
So really.
You poor things.
It's been a long road. But really, you know, and maybe this is the whole Bonnie's got the silver lining, you know, mentality. But now we are able to get to a really good place for a lot of things, including when we do bring the stuff in, we are going to be super, super organized.
Sure.
And
gives
also
you the opportunity as a fresh start to do all kinds of
opportunity
stuff.
Opportunity for start gives us more space. We're calculating in more space for more exhibits, more programming, more events, getting more people in. So I'm seeing it as a positive that way.
Is that a multi-story building?
It is, yeah.
So do you guys occupy all stories or do you just have the ground floor?
Yes, we have the whole building.
Shebang,
the second story really is for storage and office space.
Okay.
But yeah. So,
and do you guys technically own the building?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, then that's why you're saving it.
Yeah. Oh well.
Because it was a lease. You should have just found a new place.
We would jump in and save it anyway.
Okay. Okay.
It's a great place.
Really
good place.
It's been a post office and a JCPenney's and a car dealership. It's been everything.
So was it the catalog portion for JCPenney's?
No. But
no?
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I didn't know because it's not. I didn't think it would be that big for a department store.
It was in when it was in there. I want to say it was in like the 1940s, 1950s.
Okay.
It was, you know, people didn't shop quite like we do today.
Oh, that's true.
At Sears across the street from the Cascade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I remember Dickers.
And Dickers.
Yeah, Dickers was, in my opinion, was huge for a store back then.
It really was.
I just remember having to go there every year at late summer getting ready for school, and I used to think, oh, God, I wanted to pull my hair out. My stepmom would make me go into the dressing rooms and try on, like, 10 pairs of pants and shirt. And I'm like, just shoot me.
Yeah, right. So the building is coming. I can't say an exact date, but, you know, we have gotten permits approved. We've got bids that are out. You know, I do believe that we are going to be moving quickly here soon.
Yep.
You guys are going to see some work going on inside of the building. So just hang tight and we'll have some dates. And then when it's all done, we are throwing the biggest party in there and welcoming all of our community, all of our members out for it.
Fun.
So it's exciting time.
Yes.
It's exciting time to be downtown.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm so glad you came on here today.
So glad
you
asked me.
So how long has the organization actually been in existence?
Well, it in existence as an organization. So it was first kind of formed as a committee, really, by the Chamber of Commerce back in 1930.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, because I just found out the other day that the Reading Chamber's been around for 117 years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm like, wow.
And talk about being partners with them a long time.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Daryl, my husband, was a president in the 70s, I believe.
Yeah.
No, maybe it was the early 80s.
Yeah.
How strange. How long has it been at that location?
That location. We bought the location 1998, believe.
So
that location, we've moved locations all over the place.
But when you bought it, it was still covered then, wasn't it?
It was still covered.
It was part of the mall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember as a little girl growing up, the mall was covered.
Yeah,
and,
no, I do too.
And it's so funny because I'll walk down the street now because, you know, my office in the atrium, and I'll walk to the actual society. And it is so great just looking around and kind of remembering when the roof was on there,
yep.
Going to see Santa Claus yep. every year, Christmas
My big thing was
is
there was an old lady that had a candy store that was really tiny yeah. and with the cheese popcorn. So mm-hmm. that was my thing. I had to have mm-hmm. the cheese popcorn. But if you were getting your cheese popcorn by yourself and you were a kid, she would try to cheat you from your change. It was only if you had parents that she wouldn't do that.
Oh.
She was a little swindler.
Oh, okay.
But she was there literally forever.
Yeah.
And then the other one was always getting your ice cream right before
at Thrifty's?
It was Payless back then.
Yeah, okay.
And it was actually an ice cream place that was mm-hmm. attached to the entrance.
I remember that too, and the wall of arcade games.
Oh yeah.
I remember going and spending lots of time while my sisters played the arcade games and I would just eat my ice cream.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I had this, but there was always this like absolutely just incredibly purple ice cream that I'd have.
Oh, I wonder what that flavor was.
I don't even remember
what
the flavor was. Mm. I just remember thinking, it's purple, I want it.
Yeah.
And all the things that were fun in that, it was kind of a really cool mall because it had plants and it had a lot of water features.
Yeah.
And it had those stairs that would just go up to nothing to
your
those platforms.
Typical 1970s mall, right?
I was like, what is all this stuff for? But really fun, but I don't know what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Also, I'd like to plug next Saturday, Gabriel will be doing the historic walking tours. Starts at 9:30 a.m. At 9:30, you just meet in front of our building, and they're free.
Oh, cool.
And I learn something from Gabriel every day, so you'll
He's
learn
does
something
a really
from
good
him.
Job.
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
He loves history, as we all do, but he loves it.
And I really like him a lot, too.
Well, that is so cool. So that was already 18 minutes, right? So you're a pro. Sign you up. We're going to have you do the show next week.
No.
Thank you so much for coming in, sharing. Thanks for all you guys' hard work and in giving us our roots for the community. So, be patient, North State. They'll be back up.
Yeah.
Awesome organization.
But keep looking for them because they're doing all sorts
We're
of stuff.
Everywhere.
Yeah, you're still alive and kicking and doing stuff.
We are. Yeah.
So sit back, relax, go get a refill of something, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
They just heard you ask if we're live. Girl, you're live. So just remember, this is just friends. This is okay. The three of us and the 1.5 million people listening worldwide.
And you've got a great, interesting business that we featured in the magazine.
So just real quick, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. This is the Enjoy Hour. And we've had a really fun show so far and filled it with lovely people and people that do all kinds of cool stuff in our neighborhood.
Yes.
So we have another who's this person from our neighborhood.
So we have we have Caitlin Rodney here from Cask and Cleaver.
Yes.
And another downtown business.
Yes.
And
just across the street almost.
Yes. Yeah.
Staying close.
Yes. Yeah. So, and we did a feature of this business in the magazine in the June issue, and I learned a lot about your business, and thank you so much. For
so this is what's always nice about our radio show, I think, is that we try to bring in people that are doing something and participating in the magazine currently. So you get a little extra insight, right? A lot of times people feel like they can make a connection when there's, there's more
and
than just reading.
Honestly, Bonnie is not in the magazine, but I just met her, and I learned about her new position, and I thought she would be really great to have because
I mean,
very cool.
We can't stick to everything. I'm just saying a lot
but
of times we
usually do try and get people that are in the magazine. So you are here today because you're in the magazine.
Yes.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were very excited to be being featured. It was actually when it happened, I was kind of like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
You want to talk about us? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. But, it was great.
It's a little backstory for me. When I was in high school and I lived in Visalia, it was my senior year in high school, I was a busboy at a steak and lobster house called Cask and Cleaver.
Oh, how funny. Mm-hmm.
So when I heard that name, it gave me almost a little bit of a PTSD. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way.
No,
but
we stole it.
A
we
good way. I was just like, wait, I know that name. Like,
we get asked that mostly.
Do you?
Yeah, mostly anybody who was born
like, 100 years
1970
ago?
Or earlier, we get asked
Girl,
that question.
Be very careful.
I mean, it's mostly because they visited a steakhouse like down in LA or in that area.
Yep.
And they're like, are you a part of that? Did you like,
no.
you know, add
it's a great
on to
name.
The business? And I'm like, no, we just stole the first two words and added our own stuff at the end.
Yeah.
and it's been quite funny because the folks who do a double take, they're like, wait, and you know, just takes them a minute to realize that we're not at all steak.
Yeah.
Yet.
But you are very meat oriented in a lot of ways, right?
Yes, in some ways. Yes, absolutely.
So tell the folks that are listening in case they don't know what is your specialty? What do you guys, I mean, you guys do all kinds of things, but like one of the things that you're known for, where you kind of started.
Yeah. Well, like we keep it pretty simple. In the beginning, it was a lot less than what we obviously do now, but currently we offer four like very clear things, but they're all very different. So it's cheese boards.
The right thing, a wood board with cheese on it, but you guys are way beyond a cheese board. I mean, you definitely are. And I know there's a lot of people that get upset with the term charcuterie because that means meat, right? And so a true charcuterie board should just be all meats, no cheeses.
Yeah.
But you guys have like the real modern day charcuterie board down.
I kind of
meats, cheeses, nuts, olives, bread.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't adhere to like one thing anymore. I think when we began our business about 4 years ago, we were just all about the cheese boards. We like didn't care about anything else. We didn't even realize the capacity of what that would have in the area. And like it says in the article, starting such business kind of out of the blue, literally out of the blue. And then having it take off in the matter of 14 days and having to literally resign from my job. I really did not know that they were going to take it so seriously.
Sure.
I honestly told my mom, I'm like, this is a joke.
No.
Like, no one's gonna,
honey.
We can't pay our bills this way.
You don't joke about cheese, darling.
Reading, it was this kind of like bubbling thing that, no pun intended, but like a thing that, We were just like, okay, like, here it is. And I remember saying, like, if it doesn't work in 6 weeks or 6 months, like, I've got to go back. Like, so in the beginning, just cheese boards. And then very quickly, someone said, I want a class. And we were like, oh, okay, then we can do that. We're not going to gatekeep anything. Let's do this. So then classes, and then realizing that people from classes were trying to buy cheese out of our hand, like, at these classes. Where do I get this?
Yeah.
That's what segued.
It seems like it should be simple to buy cheese, and it is in some senses,
but it is.
But when you when I've gotten your boards, because we partner with you in providing personal two person charcuteries that you guys box for us to put in gift bags for the hospital when doctors are visiting.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not only is it a work of art, But it really is a very sophisticated pairing of cheeses and stuff.
I like to use the word collected.
Yeah.
I feel like when I go into any situation, a board, a table, a pairing, a flight, a class, it all has to feel collected. Everything has to be complementary. After working with a couple vineyards in town, specifically like New Clairvaux, that's a really great one. The winemaker of that company, she like put a great word on it. But if it doesn't create fireworks when you're eating it, it's wrong. So I like to do
if
that
your mouth
now.
Doesn't blow up off your body.
If it doesn't make you actually speechless after something, we need to tweak it.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking of that, and then I'm pouring.
How can I kill you with the firework in your mouth?
I'm always pouring into the cheese constantly. Like, how can I make it better? How can I, you know, find something better?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there really is no level.
My favorite thing is when we get the thing that we're placing an order, and we know then that morning when we're getting ready to deliver, they call and say, "I'm sorry, but the flight's been canceled," or the doctor's not coming in, and I'm like, yeah,
I get to
get to eat the charcuterie.
Yeah.
But my point when we were talking about like the collecting, like you said, and it being easy and not,
yeah.
The cheeses you guys pick are not cheeses necessarily that you can just pick up.
Never.
At the market, right? Even in their what they call their gourmet cheese section. It's
right.
Just not the same.
I actually like do a lot of research with that. I think one of my biggest goals is to find things that are exclusive and small batched and created by one tiny little family in the middle of Wisconsin where they're only making maybe 500 wheels a year and then they're capping it off because their cows can only pump out so much milk, in a quarter. And so I really enjoy finding that small batch something saying
that's
here
fun.
For X amount of time and it's never coming again. And then everyone kind of panics because they're like, oh my God, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of sometimes I'll even stop by a grocery store and I'm like, what's going on in there? I don't even know what's going on there. I do still buy cheese at Trader Joe's. Don't tell anybody. but it's just because it's convenience. But that's exactly my goal is to make sure that, you know.
And who would have ever thought that cow's milk could possibly produce a number of cheeses there are in the world? I mean, literally it's out of control. And then there obviously you can throw goat in there and all that stuff. But
what people forget, that
I love goat cheese.
Which is funny.
But I mean, you can go into a cheese place in Europe and it's like, are you kidding me?
It's crazy.
How could you make this all different? It's just milk. Oh no.
Yeah, it really is. It really comes down to styling, texture, and then there's actually specific protections in the way that certain cheeses are made in certain, you know, regionally. So like cheddar is just such a broad term, but, you know, there's obviously English cheddar and then, you know, there's, America has its own way of cheese making. It really does come down to recipes, a little of this, a little of that, and then we get this.
One thing I do wish though in America is like, I mean, I don't know, like cheddar is not orange.
I mean, I don't have an orange.
Our cheddar is orange.
Yeah.
But cheddar is not orange. And I think it's just so weird how America has to make something colored just because.
I think
why?
Colby is orange. Matter of fact, Colby curds not to go weird, but like Colby curds. And then you get Jack curds, and then we get Colby Jack.
Yeah.
That was a very Wisconsin thing that we did kind of start.
Yeah.
So,
and it's the white and orange together?
Yeah.
That was Colby? I think I just ate some today.
A lot of people. But it isn't, it wasn't like a commonly started thing, no.
Yeah.
I don't actually think that it's something that's super taboo. Matter of fact, there's a cheese in my store that I carry that's called Red Leicester, and it's actually an English cheese, an old world English cheese.
Yeah.
And they're still, you know, it's still that really bright orange cheese. But that's what it's known for. If it was any other color, no one would know that it is that.
Sure, sure.
But
so I guess it could be something significant if you're trying to set yourself apart.
I guess.
But for me, the question would be is, as long as they're you make the cheese whatever color you want, but hopefully it's a natural process of putting something
it's
in it, not
dye.
Red orange dye number 12.
No, it's actually like an extract, and I think that certain people have a reasoning for it. They don't really talk about that in the cheese community. It's not like a whether or not. However, it's like very few and far between in the artisan community specifically, not the commercial or not the industrial cheese community.
Mm-hmm.
That is a whole different topic. But like in artisan cheese, you're seeing a lot of natural colored cheeses that are changing based off of the grass that the cow is eating.
Oh, yeah.
And whether or not they were pasture raised, grain fed, all the things. Just like with meat, we're
seeing
different colors based off of that.
Hints of
but it's not common. I mean, orange cheese, like I said, I have one in my whole store that's orange. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Anyways, that's pretty interesting.
And
I'm
a huge cheese person, and I really, really like, like my wife and, you know, people are like, how can you eat that. It is so stinky. And so, and I'm like, I don't know what it is, but those types of cheeses drive me wild.
It's quite funny because my family doesn't do cheese like this. My husband, I always just go like, why are we married? You don't like cheese. I've tried to bring home really great things and he's just like unimpressed by it. I'm like, what? And same with like my mom and my sisters. They're all just kind of icked by it. And I'm like, what? How? You're not representing me well. So yeah, but my daughter, I feed her $60 a pound cheese all the time.
I'm like, yeah. We're gonna. How can I become one of your daughters?
Stop by and ask for free samples.
Because I watch cheeses and I watch them on, you know, cooking channels and those things, and then I'm super inspired to try to find them and order them, mm-hmm. just to try them.
Yeah, you know, it's actually quite fun actually. Cheese bothers me a lot because I'll be in restaurants, and I mean, like, doesn't specifically matter which one, but I'll ask like a traditional recipe, let's say a carbonara or something, mm-hmm. and I ask them what type of cheese they're using to create that recipe, yeah. and they say off the wall thing.
They have no idea,
and I'm like, it's supposed to be traditionally pecorino and. It's specifically supposed to be fresh peppercorns, and it's only because I'm obviously doing the traveling, mm-hmm. I'm talking to the people, I'm knowing it. But like it, you would
is
never.
Is that the one where you have the big wheel of cheese?
No, but yeah,
and they
but
put the pasta on it and they
not
stir
that
it.
One.
On.
I think that
what
was something
that?
That was created in, like in the last like 5 years. But no, it's actually like a traditional Italian dish, and it's supposed to be made with a certain kind of pecorino cheese.
Oh,
and
okay,
it's got to be made that way, and it's made with like egg yolks, and it's whisked really intensely. But like you wouldn't know that if you didn't know your cheese. I mean,
right?
You're just going to a restaurant.
But you travel all over the place.
I do.
And
that's
part of my job. Rowan told me a story about when you were doing the store, because mm-hmm. you guys did all of the work in the
mm-hmm.
store
we
to
did.
Get it ready.
On like the second
floors
one, yes.
Everything.
The first and the second one. But uh-huh. the second one was much more like, we didn't use like a lot of contractors in that one. We used one. But like if we could paint a floor, if we could put in a little bit of something, we did it. Absolutely. But yes. And
then she said you took her on a trip. we're going to go get some cheese.
I kind of got to a point where like I couldn't do much more work. And I was like, okay, well, the contractors are going to finish it off. I was like, do you just want to like go to Scotland for a bit? And she's like, sure. And it's like, I mean, it really isn't that, I mean, much more planning than that. But yeah, I think that you have to know, you have to travel, you have to go see what's in that culture, you have to go sit with the people. Mm. And that is what we did. We went and sat in two cheese shops in that entire country and just sat and listened. Why is there this? Why do you do that? Why does this cheese taste like mustard? Oh, well, it's the grass that the cows are eating in the highlands. And
yeah. A lot of mustard grass.
I mean, how else would you know that? You wouldn't know that usually by Google. I mean, you couldn't really do a lot of work, maybe some, but actually sitting there, talking to them and asking all the questions and then letting them give us all the samples. And
And it is such and a cheese, you know, I mean, in this country, you know, we have our cheese culture for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's brilliant. We make incredible cheeses here in
we
this
do,
country.
We do.
But when you go to other countries where they've been doing it for thousands of years and so much of it's still traditional, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, literally there's, you know, 50-pound wheels, you know, that are sitting in these wood racks in these old rooms, and oh no, these aren't ready yet.
Old.
They need another 15 years or something ridiculous mm-hmm. like that, right?
Yeah.
And you're like,
and it's quite funny because we'll order cheese from all, and we just had this like really weird conversation recently with somebody in London, and we're like, oh, we want to order this cheese and that cheese, and they're like, oh, by the way, it's going to be coming by boat, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know it was 1850. We're still ordering cheese by boat, and they're like, yeah, we don't ship because we can't guarantee that the airplane is going to have the right humidity in the air, and I'm like, oh, a ship does. And like, actually, yes, because you're surrounded by
ocean water.
You need lots of humidity. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we need the time that a ship can offer. So for example, we can load a ship with X amount of wheels and they need 6 weeks more time of maturity. And it can take the journey.
They take the maturity on the
and
ship.
And I think that's
like
so
fascinating.
I like, found it so fascinating. And I, you know,
the ship takes 6 weeks to go around the horn of whatever. And then that will just age it along the way.
Yeah. That's exactly their method. It was quite funny. I was like, whoa, that is.
You know what we're going to do? Because I know we got a little carried away, but we did actually have one more break that was in here. So we're going to just go ahead and take our quick break and we'll be back. And we'll finish with you. We'll just take it all the way to the end.
Okay.
I forgot. I kind of got sidetracked. My cheese.
It can do that.
My cheese glands are out of control. So sit back. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I like it when Mikey's hot. He's got the good vibes and rhythms bring us back. Again, this is the Enjoy Hour, and sorry about that. I got a little sidetracked with the cheese and forgot that we did actually have a couple more paid.
You guys are very passionate about cheese. I think it's pretty cool. I'm not a cheese person.
I know you.
Sorry to say.
I know you like cheese somewhat.
You know what? Mozzarella is pretty much it.
Yeah.
Really?
And cheddar. Wow. And yellow, or orange cheddar.
Orange cheese.
Well, stop in and you'll get 30 samples of something new to love.
Oh, for years I've tried. Oh, try this cheese. Oh, no. So, oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
She's got a very simple palate.
And okay. I didn't grow up liking anything. And especially I didn't like cheese at all until I had pizza.
And then it was pizza. You're the only thing that had cheese on it. You don't put cheese on your sandwich, do you?
No.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh.
She didn't put any condiments on her sandwich.
Oh, geez.
They're dry.
Oh.
It's bread and, like, something.
It's okay. Okay.
Meat.
We're going to expand.
What's your favorite cheese?
This quarter?
Yes.
Okay. This quarter.
Let me just think about this, because I have 67 in-house at the moment. So let me think. Oh, geez, that's a hard question.
Have you ever seen a... Oh, now we're both going to forget what we were going to do. Oh, I was going to say, what is that, saffron cheese?
Mm-hmm. Specifically like a saffron flavored
cheese? Yeah, that's like a cheese that's been imparted with some type of saffron.
That sounds, I mean, there is, I've heard of one, but mm-hmm. It's usually just coated on the outside and it kind of seeps in.
Uh-huh.
I haven't personally ever got it. That's an interesting one. I'm going to try to look into that.
Yeah.
But,
Persian.
Right,
I'm wondering if this is from Iran.
I wonder, okay, so let me, my favorite cheese right now, it actually just arrived today. And it's a walnut liqueur cheese. And so it's actually just a French cheese, semi-soft-ish, which is something of the texture of like a medium cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got this like beautiful brown rind, but it also has been soaked in this walnut liqueur. And it literally tastes like a walnut. But like you're biting into it and it's just... It's incredible. So that
you
that
like walnuts.
I do.
That was pretty lovely. I really like that one. And it's mild
that
and it's smooth.
So good.
But that's this quarter. Mm-hmm. It's not Christmas and it's not, you know, we change them constantly. Yeah. So that's a hard question. There is none.
I'm really a big fan also too of horseradish cheeses.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that seems to be a common one. Yeah. It seems like
I like cheese that bites back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have quite a few in house that would bite back. I have one that's really odd right now. So another topic for
And then the other thing that I probably really like is a and I think I've had them, but I haven't had a really good one is very expensive mushrooms, what do you call them?
Not a mushroom connoisseur.
They have the dogs and the pigs that sniff them out in France.
Oh, truffles?
Truffle cheeses.
I don't even, is that considered a mushroom?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or a growth, or
whatever.
It's like a fungus.
Fungus.
No, it's a fungus. Yeah, I guess, okay, we could call it that. Yeah, truffle is a really, it's a widely asked question in our store. Everyone's always asking for something truffle-infused, which is like a broad topic as well, because it can be really strong or really light. But yeah, truffle's good too.
Yeah.
Nice
I like
and
that.
It's really savory.
So, he took it away. Where are we? Oh, we have 1 minute and 11 seconds. So tell our folks what's the best way if they want to, well, where you're located, because you have a shop, you can come in and buy things.
Yeah, I actually have two suites in downtown Reading, 1350 and 40. So they're connected, they're conjoined. That is our location. The best way to find us is either, just straight from Google if you're trying to get like directions directly to us, or I mean the best way is to just park on Tehama Street and walk in.
So I was going to say, but for those that don't know, if a point of reference, you guys are just around the corner from what used to be. What was the camera place?
Fire. So
well, there you go. See, I'm old and I know
both of
them.
And you have a website.
I have a website. I have a website we can go on directly orders.
Yeah.
You know, so.
CaskandCleaver.com?
Oh, no, it's longer than that. CaskandCleaverCharcuterieCompany.com.
Well, there
I believe
you go.
It's incredibly long.
And you can find the website in the magazine.
Yeah.
On page 54.
Page 54.
Thank you so much. That was fast. Our hour just went by. Thank you, North State.
That was really, really fast.